wish you could hear God's voice? Are you struggling to find stillness in the busyness of mom life? Is being present daily and sometimes moment by moment a battle for you? Welcome home, sister. This is Unabridged Faith. Aloha, my name is Paige Amber Bacani. I am a lover of Jesus, wife, mama, and mentor. After living by my own strength for years, I finally gave up and took a chance on Him. The simplest way to describe what the Lord has done in my life is that I was one way, and now I am completely different. I want that for you. My mission is to journey alongside you as we openly grow in our faith by being present with God's Word, practicing prayer, pursuing fellowship, and sharing powerful testimonies. If you want to learn how to invite God's peace into your heart, motherhood, and mind, I know this podcast will speak to you. Slip on your shoes, strap on your little ones, and let's go for a walk. We have a date with the Lord. All my love, your sister, Paige.
Holy Spirit, I am so thankful that you still speak to us and through us today. I ask for your continued wisdom as I speak, that you would be the one speaking through me. I'm so grateful of all of the things that you are teaching me in this season. And sometimes, to be honest, it can feel overwhelming because I feel that you're teaching me so many things at one time. I'm not able to fully make sense of them. And I'm so full of joy for what it is that you are teaching me and revealing to me that I want to share it with these women too. And truly, the main thing that hinders me from sitting down at this microphone and sharing it is that many times I don't feel like I've come to a complete understanding or a complete thought of what it is that you're showing me. But give me all confidence that that is okay, that you will cover my misunderstandings and my pieces of the areas that I haven't fully figured out yet. And will I ever fully figure it out? No, that's the point of a continued relationship with you. So I have so much I want to share with my sisters today, and I ask that the perfect amount would be shared right here and right now, and that you would continue to share through me in the days and weeks and months and years to come. We love you so much, Lord Jesus. Amen. Aloha, sweet sisters. If you couldn't tell by my prayer, there's a lot of things moving in my mind. And a lot of ideas, a lot of revelations. And I don't know if I'm the only one, which I'm assuming I'm not, because that typically is the way that it is. Yes, like I said in my prayer, I feel that He is teaching me so many things in this season, but when I try to articulate what it is that I'm learning, it's very difficult because my brain feel so scattered, like there's just little pieces of each revelation all over the place, and I'm just not sure how to like bring them all together and tie them in a nice bow, which again, that's okay, that's part of the process of just continuing to learn, but my recovering perfectionist can hinder me from sharing anything with you guys, because then I find myself getting into a place of, oh, well, I can't share it with them until I have it figured out because I don't want to confuse them, and I'm confused, and it just spirals. And yeah, that's not of the Lord. The Lord would have us share freely, especially His wisdom, especially our growth, and He will cover all of our faults and misunderstandings, and I fully believe that. So we are going to start with the Word, because if nothing else that I say makes sense, at least I fed you the bread of life and your spirit will be nourished through what the Lord's Word has to say to us today. So I will be reading in Ephesians 5, and I will start at verse 8. I usually have a focus verse that I want to share with you guys, but as I begin reading through the chapter, I just keep going further and further up because I want you to have the context of the scripture that I'm giving you, because context is everything, especially in the Word of God. And many times in my past, I have just copy-pasted a section of a verse, and any of the Lord's Word is amazing, but being able to fully understand where it came from and why that verse was being said, there's just so much more power and wisdom in that. So I want to give you guys some context of the verse and then we will get into it. So Ephesians 5:8, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" Ephesians 5, verse 15, this is the verse I wanted to highlight. "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." How incredible, right? If we could just completely and fully understand what the Lord's will is, I believe that that comes by walking with Him every single day, by being in His Word, by being in prayer, by being in community. But clearly, it is something that's possible for us, or the Word wouldn't be egging us on to do this, right? And so the reason why I chose this verse today is because last week I talked a lot about distraction and how to eliminate it so that we can be present with our children, because the Lord has trusted us with these souls to steward, and we are raising up the next generation. I cannot fully wrap my mind around that. Yet I continue to try. And when I sit there and I'm thinking and reflecting back on the day that passed, usually in the evening, I find myself realizing I was distracted again. Like, there's so much of the day that just went by in a blur. When I was going about my day, I felt that I was being present. I felt that I was just doing the next right thing. But when I sit down at night and I'm breastfeeding Gracelyn and I've put Jacob to bed, I find myself wishing I could go back and be more present. I hear Jacob's little voice saying, "I just want to spend time with you. I just want to play Hot Wheels with you. I just want to chase dinosaurs with you." And then I hear myself responding, "Okay, Bubba, I'm just warming up this breakfast right now. I'll be there in a minute. Okay, Bubba, but we want to try to get to the park, so I'm trying to pack things up." Okay, like I typically find myself and hear myself having a response instead of no response. Instead of just hearing Him say, "Hey, Mama, I want to spend time with you. I want to play Hot Wheels with you." And then just going and playing Hot Wheels with Him. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, just hearing that He wants to spend time with me, and for it to click in my mind and in my heart, wow, this is so much more important than me finishing up our oatmeal. I can go and be on the ground with Him for 5 minutes or more or less, and just let Him know, "You are so important to me. I'm going to stop what I'm doing right now, not forever, just for a couple minutes, and I'm going to get on your level and be with you." And there are times when I do this, and I'm so grateful that I do, but if I have to be honest, there are many more times that I don't do this, and it breaks my mommy heart to reflect back, and I want to say no more, no more. The world is seriously warring for our time and our attention, and it's causing so much distraction while God is sitting here offering us His presence and His peace. And I actually listened to in this season, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. It is an incredible book. I want to re-listen to it and actually have a paper copy. I just love holding a book and actually flipping the pages. I feel that my mind absorbs the information way more that way. But I asked my husband, "Do you think," and I'm not even sure if I will ask it right, so have grace all over this question, please. "Do you think that we hurry because we're distracted? Or do you think that we're distracted? Or do you think that distraction leads to hurry?" I think that I asked that right. And as I kept thinking about it, I feel, at least for mamas, at least for me, that distraction is even a deeper root than hurry is. Because I hurry because I'm distracted. So I'm making the oatmeal and then I'm trying to get us to the park and then I'm trying to do nap time. Like I'm trying to do all of these things in a distracted manner. And because I'm being distracted and not fully present to my child's needs, but let alone my own needs, like my own needs to just take a deep breath or whatever it is, that distraction, that almost like autopilot mode leads me to do things in a hurry. And in the book, John Mark Comer, he has a mentor that told him that the biggest barrier to spiritual formation is hurry. And so if we want to be spiritually formed in the likeness of Christ, we must ruthlessly eliminate hurry. And I absolutely agree with that. And I would add on to that or even take it a step deeper to say we must eliminate distraction as mothers. We must slow down and be present with ourselves, with Holy Spirit. And when I speak about ourselves, I mean our communion with the Lord. And in doing that, it will be a natural byproduct to be more present for the people around us, for our littles, for our husbands, for our friends, for the strangers that we meet at the park. I know it because I've lived it before, but I am in such a season where so much is happening at one time. For example, my husband is finishing up paramedic school, so his class hours plus his clinical hours are wild. I am finishing up my health coaching practicum, and I will eventually be moving forward to becoming a board certified health coach. And there's a lot that goes into that. We are waiting for our final email to let us know that we are officially foster parents. So we've been going through that entire training. Baby girl just turned 5 months. We're part of an incredible church community here. We found out not too long ago that we need to be out of the current rental we're in by July. And that has been slightly overwhelming for us. We also plan to go back to California to visit Evan's grandpa is turning 100. So we are going to go celebrate that with family. And somehow all of this seems to be happening right in July. I also was able to be awarded an internship for a believing woman that I admire greatly, and that also begins in July. So just wanted to share a little insight about our season that I feel I haven't really gotten to input into any of the other episodes. But my point was not to talk about all of the amazing things that the Lord is doing in our life. And yes, it can feel overwhelming, like I said, but when I zoom out, I know that he has such good plans and it's just taking that next right step with him. However, my point is that even after this whole list of the fullness of the season that we're in, it does not give me an excuse to do it distracted, because the Lord, I trust, is leading us in this. And he doesn't lead us to live distracted lives. He leads us to live life and to live it to the fullest, to live it with him in communion. And when we're in communion with the Lord, we are in peace. He wants us to put our yoke on him, for us to have one side of the yoke and him to have the other one. He doesn't give us responsibility so that we can hold on to them and be weighed down by them. No, he tells us that his burden is light, that we can then cast our cares back onto him and walk with him through all of the opportunities that he is laying out before us. And unfortunately, I find that I'm failing at this every single day, even though I think about it very intently and I speak about it many, many times to a multitude of people, I still find myself falling short. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, I'm thinking that this is a hard season and I'm falling short, you are not alone. But I also don't want us to stay here, because I do believe that the Lord has more for us in our lives, in our marriage, in our motherhood, in our friendships. I know that he has more. I know that he offers his peace for every single realm and sphere of our life. And I say no more in Jesus' name to being bared down by distraction and by missing out on opportunities to love our children and be so present with them and our family and our friends and strangers because of distraction, because of the good things that God has brought into our life. May we not let the enemy twist these good things to work for his plan, but may we lay them at the feet of Jesus so that he can use every good thing that he has brought into our life to worship and glorify him, not to take us farther apart from it. So the steps that I have laid out today for us to walk through so that we can begin to ruthlessly eliminate the distraction in our lives together is, number one, just like last week, we have got to be in God's word. If we are seeking God's will, we're desiring to know God's will, we must be in his word. His word is where he reveals his will to us. Number two, we need to be praying for revelation. We are told not to lean on our own understanding. We need to be praying for God's eyes to see our own selves, our own hearts, our own tendencies, our own flaws, what it is that distracts us most, and how we can ruthlessly eliminate that, which is number three. We need to make action steps. Once we've been in the Word, the Lord has revealed to us specific areas of our life. For me, this is, it's almost embarrassing to say, but Facebook Marketplace has been a very serious place of distraction for me, right? Because we are going through a busy season, like I said. We are going through a very financially tight season, and that's okay because we have chosen to sacrifice an extra income so that I can be at home with our little ones and love on them and steward them in the ways of the Lord. This being said, when something arises that we do need, I turn to Facebook Marketplace because I feel good about stewarding our money and getting it used so that it can have another life and so that we're paying less for it. And this started out as a good thing, as a blessing for my family. However, little by little, I found myself spending more and more time on the app. And then as time progressed, I found myself just getting on Marketplace just to get on Marketplace. Like I was just, what does somebody have up today? Instead of thinking, oh, I specifically need this item for the house, I'm going to get on here and see if anyone is offering it. If not, I'm going to get off. If they are, then I'm going to start a conversation with them. And because of this, I needed to make a serious action step, and I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but I shared this with my community, and they had the idea to set a 5-minute timer, which is funny because that was a step from last week too, and your action step might be completely different, but my action step for defeating and eliminating distraction when it came to Facebook Marketplace was setting a 5-minute timer. So it's okay to get on, to look for what you need to look for, even if you want to just, if you're just curious and you just want to look, then set a 5-minute timer and then get off. They were speaking this to me. And I took that wisdom and I obeyed it, and it was amazing. All of a sudden, I found myself after a couple days not even getting on anymore. It was almost like I had just broken this stronghold that was like slowly wrapping itself around me, and it was just gone all of a sudden. And so then I thought, oh, like I didn't even use the timer anymore when I would get on because I just found myself thinking, oh, this isn't an issue anymore. Guess what? After a couple days, I found myself wasting more and more time on there again. And yes, this is so almost embarrassing to share with you guys, but I am, because I want you to have the same freedom. We are so human, and left to ourselves, we will fall into the ways of evil, into the ways of darkness. We will waste this precious life and time that the Lord has given us. But by being submitted to him, and by setting action steps, and number four, by sharing with your community, by letting others hold you accountable, we can defeat the evil one. We can ruthlessly eliminate distraction from our lives and live in the peaceful presence of God, and to be able to be models that our children look at and think, my mom was so present. How did she do that? My mom was so loving. My mom was constantly making friends with strangers. That's what I want. That's what I want my children to see. That's why I've chosen to forsake another income, so that they can watch me watching the Lord, so that they can follow me following the Lord. That is what it means to make disciples. And I want to make little disciples out of my children while the Lord is making a disciple out of me. And number five is follow through. So like I just mentioned, we are following the Lord and hoping that others are then following him through us. because that is how disciples are made. And ultimately, that is the Lord's heart for our lives, is to be in perfect communion with Him and in such a deep, loving, and intimate relationship that others see us and think, what is different about that woman? What is different about that mom? And that when they ask us that question, we get to share with them, I am in love with Jesus and Jesus is in love with me and He has radically changed my life and He can do the same thing for you. So I'm going to go through those five steps again because I am so passionate about us, especially as mothers, of course, for everyone in the world and especially believers, but especially mothers, to ruthlessly eliminate distraction. Number one, we need to be in the Word of God. Number two, we need to pray for the Lord's revelation about the distractions in our lives. Number three, we need to make action steps. Number four, we need to share our struggles and our action steps with an accountability partner in our community. And number five, we need to follow through on those action steps, because it doesn't do any good to make an action step and have a good thought, an idea, an intention if we don't actually take steps towards it and complete it and stay consistent with it, which is why number four, the accountability step, is so, so, so crucial. I could go on and on and on. I do have so many more thoughts and I'm so excited to share more with you guys. I found myself wanting to talk especially more about praying for the revelation. I'm reading in 2 Kings right now and it talks a lot about the kings that come through and how some of them followed the Lord, but they didn't take down the idols of the past kings, and how some kings just blatantly disobeyed the Lord and even brought in more idols. And I've been asking the Lord a lot, what are the idols in my life that need to be radically torn down? Which is where, yeah, step two comes in. And Holy Spirit is so incredible. As I've been asking Him this question, our pastor preached on the four main idols, like the four root idols, that basically everything that we do in our human tendencies can be pointed back to. And so I will share those with you guys in the weeks to come. But for right now, I am going to end it on this thought of asking you how you are going to start ruthlessly eliminating distraction in your life so that you can be more present and peaceful in your relationship with the Lord, your marriage, your motherhood, your friendships. And I'm really, really excited for you guys to think about this week, to pray about this week, and to move forward with consistent action so that we can ruthlessly eliminate distraction from the body of Christ. I love you, sisters, so much. I hope that you have a lovely week. Mwah.
Aloha, sweet sister. I am eager to connect and hear how the Lord spoke to you through today's episode, or maybe even throughout the week, because I trust that He did. I want to ask you to pause and help me with a quick favor. If this podcast has blessed you in any way, please take a moment and share how through leaving a heartfelt review on Apple Podcasts. This helps other women, like us, find unabridged faith. Your kind words fill my heart with so much joy, and I have hope that your review also encourages others. If you are ready to go all in with your faith, please email me at unabridgedfaith@gmail.com so we can stay in touch. And come join our community of faith-filled women at facebook.com/unabridgedfaith. I trust that the Lord will continue to use this podcast to draw us nearer to His heart. And I pray for a week full of intention and connection as we grow in unabridged faith. In Jesus' name, amen.